The following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
Hello, this is John Quincy with a very special hour of the history of TMA. WTMA Radio's 70th birthday was Monday, June 15th, 2009. We commemorated the event with special programming during the Morning Buzz and Radio Free Rocky D. But the big celebration came on Saturday, June 20th, with our official 70th birthday party at the Charleston Battery's Three Lions Pub on Daniel Island. Over 250 current and former WTMA on-air folks, local dignitaries, and WTMA listeners, the most important people at the party, gathered at 12 noon to enjoy a Southern barbecue lunch, birthday cake, and an all-around good time. The event wasn't broadcast live, but we did record it. This hour on the history of TMA, we'll play back highlights. So if you weren't lucky enough to win tickets and be there, you can hear what you missed. The party hosts were Rocky D and Richard Todd.
Ladies and gentlemen, we could get your attention, please. A couple of announcements, and I don't know about you, but I'm hungry. Grab a seat or gather around here for a second. A couple of announcements, and then we're going to start serving lunch. And thank you so much for being here for WTMA's 70th birthday celebration. Let's hear it for the big talker. We are going to give you a chance to meet everybody who you've heard over the years, who you've gotten to know over the years. You're going to get to see and hear everybody. Of course, the beautiful Three Lions Pub here at Blackbaud Stadium. For many of you, it might be your first time here. This is a wonderful facility with the Charleston Battery. And our thank you to Bill Joy, the man in the suit behind the bar, the head of food and beverage here. Thank you so much, Bill. And now for the invocation, I'd like to welcome Booby Nash up here to help us with the invocation before we have our lunch. Here you go, Booby.
Gee, I hope that applause was for God. Well, let's pray together, remembering those people that impacted our lives, that passed through WTMA. For some reason, that this little radio station in this small state on the East Coast has touched so many lives up and down the Eastern Seaboard. It doesn't matter where I go, I find people that remember TMA that came through in the Navy and the Air Force. And they remember the disc jockeys' names, which is amazing because there's so many stations today and so many people on. The only name that comes to mind is Rocky D. And that's because he scares me. But anyways, I've gone another route. I got to pray now. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we first of all pray for Rocky D. We thank him and Richard and John Quincy and the news team, all the personalities that are there today, still making TMA a name in Charleston. We ask you to bless what they've set their hands to and to their minds to inform and to entertain the people of Charleston. Father, we want to thank you that we're still here and you've blessed us because each and every one of us, even though we don't know one another personally, our lives have been touched by this radio station and by the people who were on it. What a privilege and what an honor to have our lives cross paths again at this time. Bless this time together. May it be a rejoicing time. Father, as much as I know about you, you enjoy a good time. You are a happy God. You are a God who wants to be not only with us in trouble, but you want to be with us when we celebrate and have fun. So we invite you right now to join us in this group. Bless the food that it would nourish our bodies. We ask that you bless the hands that prepared it. And Father, might I also remember those who are in the hospitals, including Richard's wife at this time, that, Lord, you would give them a speedy recovery, because your name, Jehovah Rapha, means rapid stitcher, rapid repairer. And so, Lord, we believe you for that. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And, oh.
So, yeah, if you'd like to, though, you could bring a chair in here or whatever, because we're going to hear from and meet some people that you have known, that you have listened to, and people that you, I was going to say like, but maybe not. So, but it doesn't matter, because it's talk radio. That's the beautiful thing about it. So we're going to hear from a lot of people. And once again, while we're doing this, make sure you just keep looking for some of those pictures on TV that John Quincy, WTMAmemories.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Quincy, the radio historian. If you want to know about Charleston radio, and if you want to know about WTMA's history, this guy right here has a ton of information. So we couldn't do it without John Quincy. So Q is indispensable. So a big thank you to Q. And once again, thanks to the chef and everybody here at Three Lions. I'm Richard Todd, been WTMA now for 5.5 years. And as I've said many times on the air, I feel lucky and grateful to be the latest inhabitant of a chair that's been occupied by radio legends. And many of them are here tonight. And we are very happy to have them here. And it is my honor every day to wake up the Carolina coast. And I am flattered that so many people listen, and WTMA now on television on Comcast C2. And Lord knows, if you've seen some of the WTMA people from the last 7 years, thank God we didn't have TV back then. And in fact, you can probably see some pictures when they looked a little younger. Oh, by the way, I'm really happy that we got together on this really cool afternoon. They did say that this may be the hottest June day ever, and they said to make sure to look out for elderly people. So this room, you guys better, and for children, So where's Rocky? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Radio Free Rocky D.
Thank you. I can't believe they put me in a room with the windows closed and gave me baked beans. So we're all in trouble. Well, thank everybody for coming. There's some faces you may recognize here, some you may not. Some regular callers, and I'm glad that everybody won tickets. I'm glad people crashed the party. How many people crashed the party with no tickets? There you go. Yeah, you would. You
hey,
would.
Rocky, who paid $200?
Who bought the Craigslist tickets?
Come on.
Yeah.
Right, nobody did, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, we were all going to do a 1-2-3 sucker. Yeah, but we didn't do it. I want to thank everybody for coming. It's been fun. How long have I been there now? 8 years? 8 years, and Richard was, I tell you, too long. This from the guy, this from a guy who calls himself Boob. By the way, I saw your picture with your shirt off out there. You don't have any. Never mind. So I'm glad you all came to have a good time. Remember, the more you drink, the better we sound on the air to begin with. And by the way, I want to introduce him. He's standing right here. I got to bring this guy up. I got to bring him up, you think? And by the way, that chair we all sat in, yeah, that's why I spray it when I walk in every day. Ladies and gentlemen, come here, man. You heard him on the air. He screams and yells at me. The man, the myth. Leave it. It's Malcolm! Can you believe it? Look out, Malcolm. There's an icky spider on your shirt. I'll get it. Oh.
We won.
Unfortunately, that means we all lost.
We won, you old government chief. It is a pleasure to be here to meet all you fine conservatives out there in WTMA land. Cut your whining. No, we're all great Americans here, and I'm so honored to be here to talk with you all and to meet everybody in the faces I've heard over the years. I know Dan Moon's around here somewhere. I don't know if he has any more hair in his head after the fights we've gotten in over the years, but it's all in good fun. I hope you all realize that. I love this country. No horns, no liberal horns in my head. And just a pleasure to be here. And let's get this thing going, man. We got a few black folks in this place, and I don't know if y'all know it. We like to dance. We like to dance when we get. Is that right? We like to dance, so let's get this thing churning. Rocky D, put a sock in there for a while, let some other folks get a chance to talk. But great meeting you. I'm Malcolm, and it's a pleasure to be here. Happy birthday, WTMA.
More from our 70th birthday party at the Three Lions Pub when the history of TMA continues.
Stay tuned for music and news on TMA 1250.
Let's move on with the number one. Enjoy yourself and have some fun. Here is the sound of the city. WTMA, Tiger Radio.
This hour on the history of TMA, we're playing back highlights from our recording from our 70th birthday party at the Three Lions Pub. Once again, Rocky D.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the guys that was instrumental in bringing me here in the first place. They had a bunch of people that they had been listening to. They listened, they heard me on the internet in Tampa. And they gave a disc of my show to Dan Moon, and Dan listened to it three times until he finally figured out I really wasn't crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, Dan Moon!
Why are you putting me after him? Hey, come here a minute, come here a minute. To this very day, and I've been out of this business now 3 years, people come up to me and they say, you ever see that Malcolm anymore? You ever hear from him anymore? I say, yeah, I do. You know, after all those years of arguing on the radio, and we still argue, we work together. I got into law enforcement up here with the Berkeley County Sheriff's Office about a year and a half ago. And one day I was walking up towards the court entrance, the other end of the building, and I recognized a fellow that I'd known in the past. And this is who it was. And he was guarding me. I said, you know.
And I had a gun. He was scared. He said, oh!
Thank you, buddy. See ya. All right. Listen, I've run into an awful lot of nice people around here today that were kind enough to come up and say they remembered me, and that's wonderful. Somebody said, Dan, you ever get tired of that? And the answer is no. You don't ever get tired of that. Listen, if people came up to you and said how nice you looked, how swell you were, would you get tired of hearing about that? No. So when people come up and say, Dan, I really enjoyed your shows, I appreciate what you did, and this kind of stuff, and I miss you on the radio, you like that. Old John Burwell over here, he's shaking his head, yeah. I mean, he went into the preaching business. But I guarantee you to this very day, if somebody comes up to him and says, John Burwell, I remember you on WTMA years ago, that would make you feel great.
It would amaze me.
I really enjoyed the time over there. You know, we put, TMA went through a lot of phases, starting back in 1939. And in 1989, well, let me back up 1 year. In 1988, well, let me back up one more. Last part of 1987, I got a call from management down there and said, Dan, we're playing country music and not doing too well. And would you come down here with us and do a morning show playing country music? And I was running a cable system up in Somerville at the time. Made more money than I ever made in my life. Still wasn't rich, but made more money than ever. Because, see, I'd been in radio, John. So I'd never made a lot of money in my life. But I finally agreed to go down and do a three-hour show every morning from 6 to 9. But the place was a dump. I kid you not, John, and I've talked to you. It was a dump. The place was a total dump and a wreck because FM had taken over and the AM side of things was just forgotten. People forgot all about it. Forgot we were even back there. I wound up being the only employee when I agreed to do this. Raccoons in the ceiling. Snakes on the floor. Roaches everywhere. And spiders. And that's what we worked in. So I couldn't walk out the door at 9 o'clock in the morning and say, this is it, and just leave it to the raccoons. So I started cleaning up. You know, you go to the store, you buy a few little things that the raccoons will eat and hopefully consume and will go outside and die, you know. Of course, a lot of them didn't. They just died up in the attic. And, boy, I'll tell you, we had a mess in those days. But at any rate, to make a long story short, we wound up staying down there. Couldn't walk out the door at 9 o'clock. Wound up staying longer and longer. And next thing you know, I agreed to go to work for little or nothing because they just wanted to see TMA back on top again. It had so much history, so much tremendous history, and had been so high at one time. And I just could not see that famous control room, that building with all that history. I just could not see it going downhill any further. So we played the country music, believe it or not. I cleaned up the equipment. We got some ratings all of a sudden. And then a guy walks in the door and says, I'm going to buy this place, and I'm going to make it talk radio. And I said, wait a minute. I've just spent a year cleaning this place up. We're finally making it in the ratings playing country music. And you're going to change it. This is my baby. Yeah, we're going to make it talk radio. You're not going to play any music? No, not going to play any music. Who's going to listen to that? No music? At any rate, he said, I want you to run it. I said, this is crazy. You're stupid. You're an ignorant. I mean, I called him every name in the book. His name was Bill Dudley, and you remember him, Worth. I said, you're crazy if you want me to run that thing. I don't even think it'll work. 4 months later, we had Hurricane Hugo come through. And we were in the right place at the right time. We had a good crew together, a very good staff. And none of us knew each other prior to being thrown together into this talk radio game. Didn't know each other. This one came from here, this one from here, blah, 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 blah. But we had some disagreements, but we worked together good. And when Hugo came along, that staff, most of them, everybody, I think you stayed in Somerville, Worth, but most everybody took off because I said, go, guys, this is going to be a bad one. Y'all take off, head up to Columbia, Greenville, go. And so that left me and I think one other person, then they left. And then finally I got a call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon from the emergency preparedness office, and they said, Dan, you got to leave that building. You got to evacuate. And I said, I can't evacuate. My God, people are depending on us to give them information. If you were around in 89, it was kind of like Floyd later when you had the interstates all backed up. People scared to death, hurricane bearing down on them. And they couldn't move fast. They couldn't get out of town. And they needed somebody to talk to, somebody to have some kind of a calm voice, even though I was scared to death. Because I was right on that marsh. The building was 4 feet off the ground, built up. But they were telling me, Dan, it's going to be a big flood coming in there. And you're going to have to get out. And I kept saying, I'm not leaving. And finally, they sent two city of Charleston police by and escorted me out the door. But I'll never forget, the last thing I said was to people out there listening, I said, guys, I'm going to have to leave you. They're here to take me away. But I said, you know, I wish you luck. And I said, I'll see you on the other side. And that was it. And then the next morning, I get a call from a fellow who says, Dan, you made the London Times. I said, what are you talking about? He said, there's a big headline in the London Times that says, see you on the other side, with a picture of Charleston devastated. Seems a photographer and a reporter had been over here with the Times, vacationing, and took a picture and heard me say those words and thought it would make nice headlines. I've still got that around today. But at any rate, we all did, for the most part, make it to the other side, and TMA made it back again to the other side, and I'm just so proud for all these fellows that preceded me, like John Burwell here and so many others out there, and Terry Leff and all these guys I've seen today. I'm just glad that I was able to have some part in bringing this thing back to where it should be. And we did. And that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. Thank you. I've taken up too much of your time, Booby. He was one of my heroes at one time. I'll never forget when I first came to Charleston, Booby Nash. Everybody listened to Booby, and I thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Hey, Dan, yeah. I just want everybody to know, when they write the history of WTMA, Dan Moon's name is going to be very prominent in the history. And when people remember Hurricane Hugo, people remember Dan Moon. So,
well, thank you.
Dan, thank you for everything.
We'll have more from our June 20th, 2009 70th birthday party coming up next on the History of TMA.
WTMA, Tiger radio.
WTMA celebrated our 70th birthday with a party at the Charleston Battery's Three Lions Pub at noon on June 20th, 2009. While the event wasn't broadcast live, we're playing back highlights this hour on the history of TMA. The party hosts were Richard Todd and Rocky D.
Hey, Rocky?
The guy who convinced management that Rocky D was not nuts after all.
Wait, he and you know what we talk about? When they write the history of TMA, Dan Moon's name is going to be right there. So somebody else. We got to bring him up here. You don't know how many people, I know Rocky, same thing, have been saying, you don't know how many times I listen to Booby Nash. Booby Nash was like Dick Clark to me. Now Booby looks better. Booby Nash is a name that would go down in history in WTMA and Charleston radio lore, and we are honored and happy to have him here. We're going to get him up here. Ladies and gentlemen, Booby Nash.
The big boom. The big boom. What's up, big man? Come on in. That must have hurt.
Well, this morning when I got up and I realized how many years it's been since I've been on radio, I felt the back of my head and I said, my God, I'm getting a bald spot. You don't know how wonderful it is to meet some of you. There was a man, I've been looking for him, 85 years old. And he came up to me and he said,
what are you looking at me for?
Well, I got to talk to somebody. You are a somebody. He said, Booby, I'm 85 years old and I've always wanted to meet you. I listened to you when I was growing up in grammar school. A lot of people thought I was black because my voice was a little raspy. They pictured me being big, fat, black. Well, I've got everything but the black part, but I'm working on it. Malcolm, you have been the nightmare in my life my mother told me about. Do you know that? Anyways, I just want to say that it is a privilege and an honor to meet you. You know, so many people come up to us, and I think John and Dan especially can relate to this, and Terry Allen. People come up, and they act as though we know them, because they know us. One person today said, after they were talking with me for a while, they said, you don't know me. Because we have a tendency to want to, how have you been? You never saw him before. But that's the kind of communication TMA has always had with its audience. We can feel you. That's what inspired us, the calls that we would get. It was always a communication talk. For me, it was talk radio. I think I only played 4 records an hour because I had things to say. and we did get the ABC stores open. I didn't belong to Alcoholics Anonymous. Everybody knew me. It was no anonymous there. What am I saying? What am I doing? Oh, yes. Thank you so much for listening. And I want to tell you one thing I've always said about WTMA. It was always a family. All the guys that went through there, John and I really don't get a chance to talk because if he's not praying, I am for him. And Terry Allen and I see one another at funerals. And it's always nice to see you, Terry. Because I know if I see him, it's not my funeral. You know what I mean? But we were like family, and not one of them had egos. Not one of them. And I happen to know Richard, just talking with him. He hasn't got an ego. Boy, he's smart as a whip. He's on top of everything. Nice. And then there's Richard, who... You know what somebody told me, and you know, I take pride in this because I listen to Rocky, and I switch back and forth a little bit, but someone said, you know that Rocky D, he's the Bobby Nash of talk radio. And I said, not that good. I meant me. You can say words we couldn't say in those days. And you use them often. I like some I don't understand because I'm a reverend. But, you know, other than that. Yes, I am. Very. Yeah. So thanks again. And thanks for wanting to be here. I'll tell you what, I was really surprised when they told me they were going to. We celebrated winning 60. 1960, we had we had people coming from California. We had John Smith, John, the two-story outhouse guy. And we had more people in 1960, but we've lost a few. And Sonia Perlman, who sponsored my show, Stitches and Britches. Wasn't that what it was? Yeah. And I wore, in those days, in 1970, the cowbell and the... what do they call that jacket? The Nehru jacket. Remember those days? I'm trying to forget them too. All right, liars. Thank you very much for having me here. Thank you very much for coming. And I do love y'all.
Bobby Nash.
Bobby Nash, the big boob. You know what we need to bring up here? Where's Donna Darling at?
Donna.
Oh, yeah. Donna, come over here. Because.
Come on, Donna.
Where's Donna at? She run away from me. Yeah. Donna Darn. All right, here she is. It's my sane half. Donna Darling!
Donna!
I've only got a couple of things to say. One is, well, yeah, there's that. I want to thank John Quincy for giving me the job to work with Rocky D, because I've never had one day of my life that I haven't thanked God and him for that. So wherever you're at, John, thank you.
Yeah. Watch your hands.
Okay. Well, there's that too. And I also want to say that no one ever argues with me that I've got the hardest job at WTMA working with Rocky D. Thank you, everybody, for showing up.
Donna Darling!
Hey,
who else we got?
I thought what we would do, because there are a lot of people here that we want to say hello to, want to introduce and stuff. Let's just start, like, for instance, this guy sitting right here, Terry Allen. Hey, Terry. All right, give us a little WTMA story. What do you think about all these guys here? They look just like they did when you were working with them, right?
They look great. I tell you what, I went to TMA, I was 18 years old, and Bobby Nash came when I was there in the Dock Street Theater. It was as much fun as you guys had listening. I had twice as much fun being there, playing the records, and it's amazing. A little while ago, a young lady came up to me and said, "You're Terry Allen. My mother used to listen to you on the radio."
Oh, boy.
I come from the days when if it wasn't printed on a card, we couldn't say it. 1250, the mighty TMA, street level. Terry Toons Allen, the Weekend Warrior. It's TMA Happy Time. All those great things. There were the great days. These guys here, they get to think. We couldn't think. All we could do was recite. It's great to be here, and I want to say that... I want to say hello to Donna Darling. I've listened to her for years, and I'm looking forward to saying hello to her. And Malcolm, may I say that you do look like a normal person. And it's a pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, WTMA. Thank you, John Quincy.
By the way, Terry, the only thing that's changed is now we have mothers on the air. Let me introduce another one from the past, John Burwell. John.
Oh, gosh. I did mostly middays when I was on the radio. I did a lot of commercials, production, and like that for the mighty TMA. In the 70s, primarily when I was there, I was one of those persons that, I would introduce myself. Somebody would be talking and say, I've heard that voice. You're on the radio, aren't you? I'd say, well, yes. And said, you're, and I said, I'm John Burwell. And they'd say, no, that's not it. One of the voices, never. The biggest thing that they ever did for me was I had a billboard one time back in mid days. This was a whole different era because the billboard said, "While you were at work today, John Burwell entertained your wife," and that's a whole different time. But it was the greatest place to be. I'm just so thankful that I was to be able to be a part of the WTMA legacy, because it's the greatest radio station in the world, folks, bar none. And guys, thank you for letting me be here.
All right, who else is here that was on the air?
And ladies and gentlemen, look who it is. It's Gary London. Hey, Gary.
Oh, wow.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good. And I think you're doing a wonderful job at TMA.
There it is, everybody.
I really do. Well, I could get a little deeper if I get a little closer to the microphone. I don't almost sound like Barry White, baby. And Rocky, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, man.
If you were back in the 70s, you would have fit in perfect. You would have fit in perfect.
I don't know. I don't wear Nehru.
Hey. We had ways around things like that.
Big bell bottoms?
Oh, yeah. And the platform shoes, you know.
Shoes with fishing.
Afros, yeah.
Big afros. Oh, no, yeah. I could have had a big afro.
All that stuff. Let me tell you. From, let's say, 1962 to 1978, truly the heydays of WTMA radio. Would you agree, John? Truly the heydays of WTMA radio. One reason Booby Nash has been so popular in Charleston, he started at WTMA in 66, and has been in and out, and in and out, and in and out so many times, but he is still a legend in Charleston. All of us, we had to earn those numbers, and we did it by a lot of hard work. We were allowed to say things on the radio, as long as it was 8 seconds or less. We used to go out to the beaches and give away prizes to people who were listening to the radios. TMA Beach Patrol. I got in trouble with the NOW and a very large woman for making a joke.
Tell us what happened. What happened? Wait a minute.
You want this?
You want the dirt? I want the dirt, man. It's a Rocky D show. I want the dirt. Let's go.
The only bad thing is this fat woman in it.
Okay.
All right. I was saying WTMA Prize Patrol is being hung up right now by a very fat woman on Cosgrove Avenue. And I said, I shouldn't say fat woman. She says, big boned woman.
Oh,
then I
God.
Paused again. I says, she had to be big boned to be so damn fat. Believe it or not, there was this beating on the jock's door.
Okay.
She was 300 plus pounds. They had to come and take her away. She was going to kick my butt. And when I got off the air at 7 o'clock, guess what? She was back there again, beating on the door. And the cops had to come and take her off again. So I was real popular with the NOW, National Organization of Women.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's all in a day's work. We had several things to go on at TMA that would just amaze you. We had bomb threats, and I'd go up front while they were doing the news, and all of a sudden I was the only one in the building, and look outside, and there's these fire trucks and everything, and I walk out, what's going on? There's a bomb in the building. Get back on the air.
Hang on a second. Mike, see that happen before I got here. Yeah. All right, there you go. Wow.
Repercussion, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had several bomb threats. But the music was right, the DJs were right, the promotions were right, the jingles were right, and it was the right time with the right audience, and it all gelled and came together to make the mighty TMA. And it's the people behind those. TMA is nothing. TMA is nothing. Just letters. You throw them in the trash. It don't mean a thing. But when you put those voices behind those letters, they're legendary, and they'll never go away. And thank you for letting me be a part of your life.
Gary London! Yeah, man.
There's one more segment from our 70th birthday party, and it's next as the history of TMA rolls on.
WTMA Radio Charleston.
Now, here's more from our 70th birthday party at the Three Lions Pub with Rocky D and Richard Todd.
Bill Quinn from WTMA's past. Great to have you here, Bill.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Listen, I just want to take a couple of seconds to say the funniest story I ever had on WTMA. I was doing
afternoons and nights at TMA back in the 80s before I went to Philadelphia. But a lady called me one day and wanted to know how I got my tan. So I told her it was butter-flavored Crisco oil and moonlight. So I swear to God, she went out the next day and got some Crisco oil and buttered herself down and went out in the sun and fried. So she called me and she told me, she says, I'm going to sue you. I said, why? She said, I tried that thing and it burned. I laughed through three songs. I couldn't go back on the air. But WTMA has been a legend in its time. Of course, everybody talk about this, but Boobie Nash was really my first people I listened to on the radio. I had a little portable radio in my bed. It was Boobie Nash and what's the guy named? PAL's Bob Nichols. And from there, I got my degree in broadcasting and in liberal arts, and then I went on to the big leagues, 14 years in Philadelphia, and I'm back home. I was born here, by the way, and it's good to be here with you, and happy birthday, WTMA. Thanks.
All right. Bill Quinn.
Rocky.
Oh, boy.
We have sitting right here an esteemed guest from 1940 to 1948 at WTMA.
No,
Franz Witte is here, and Franz worked
at
WTMA back at its beginning.
Wow. From the 40s.
Franz, can you say a couple of things about WTMA when you were when you began in 1940?
Absolutely. It was 1939 it came on the air. It was the Atlantic Coast Broadcasting Company. It was owned by Whitey Scarborough and Jesse Arvin. And I participated in the original signing on the air of the station. They had a program down at the Dock Street Theater with the mayor and the senator and all the important people. And it was later that year they sold it to the Post Courier Company. And in the summer of 40, I got a six weeks contract of work. And after the end of that, they offered me a permanent job, which I took because I wanted to get married. And things got better from that point on. But it's been a wonderful station. It really has. Everything has changed. I'm a complete stranger in Wonderland today because I wonder how it ever got to this point. We used to play some crappy music and whatnot.
I love it.
I had a number of jobs. I was program director, sales manager, promotion manager. I did everything. But the saddest thing was one summer week, we used to get the figures on the sales, was down to $360. Could you imagine that for the whole? Lord, it was a terrible situation. There was nothing like that. What could you buy for $360 today? Not even a lawnmower. And we had this big staff to support. But anyhow, it's really wonderful to watch how this thing has developed. Back and then you had a mixture of everything. You had your news 5 minutes on the hour, and then you had some commentary, but people never mixed up the news and opinion together. And now today, this talk show, I think, is the greatest thing since fried okra. But
wow, we're better than fried okra. What do you know?
I truly love it, and your boy Hunt and Mac Bortz and some of the other great ones are just absolutely on the mark.
This is why we're here, right here. People like Franz Witte. Thank you, sir. An honor. And Sully Witte from the Moultrie News. Sully, you do a great job. And John Quincy, of course.
Yep.
Mr. Q himself. Indispensable. And I've got to say, maybe the nicest person I've ever worked with in my entire life. She was there for a long time. Judy Harold, Judy Rice. Judy, it is great to see
Judy.
You.
Hey, Judy.
And ladies and gentlemen, this guy right here, I'll tell you right now, he's been an instrumental part of this radio station for so long. We call him Ron Burgundy because out of love. But this is the man himself, Fred Story.
Fred!
Hey, it's absolutely great to be here. And all the nice things people have said to me today is very humbling. You don't think about the folks when you're just sitting in that room at 5 o'clock in the morning trying to rub your eyes and get awake and why am I here? But you know why you're there and you know why you do it. It's because of people like you who come up and tell me that, you know, I mean something to them in the morning, or they know who I am, or I've told them something they needed to know. And that really touches me. And I really appreciate all the nice things everybody had to say today to me.
All right. And we've gone from classy guys like Franz all the way to me.
Hey, Rock.
I got somebody else over here.
Yeah, go ahead. By the way, Sheriff Al.
Yep.
There are no playing cards here.
There you go.
I'm going to be in the pokey for that.
You know, they let anybody get on the radio.
Amen. Hey, let me introduce a guy that's one of the newest additions to the station, and we are so happy to have him here. His name is Jack Hunter, but he's known as the Southern Avenger.
Hey, Jack.
Thank you, Richard. I certainly appreciate it. One of my favorite things about being here today, let me put this down, is in WTMA, when you guys call, when Richard or Rocky says, fifth caller through, 556-1250, we have a screen. It's a bunch of blue lights. I'm glad to finally put a face with those blue lights and see what all you people look like, to see the audience for a change. It's very nice. Richard's father's here today. It's nice to finally meet Malcolm. Nice to meet you finally. I've heard so many good things about you. But honestly, I mean, WTMA has been around 70 years. In my experience with the radio station, I fell in love with the medium when I was 17 years old, which made me the weirdest kid in high school, a tradition that continues today. Haven't changed one bit. But I have to say, in those days, I listened to Dan Moon. There was an afternoon guy who shall remain nameless that Rocky mentioned a little bit earlier. I fell in love with the medium of talk radio. I can't tell you how happy I am that I've been embraced by the station, all you good people. It's very humbling. It's nice to see you today, and happy birthday to WTMA. 70 years is a very long time.
It is great to have the Southern Avenger as part of the Big Talker. I see Megan Keys over here. Megan Keys, you worked there for a number of years in the news department. Megan, it's great
cutie.
To see you here.
I didn't even know you were here.
Yes. Maybe she was hiding from you, Rock. I'm not sure.
I don't blame her.
But I'm trying to make sure I got another guy over here.
Hey, Richard, I got a guy over here from 1961. Mike West. Hey, Mike. Now we're going to hear what it used to sound like in 1961.
Man, do it. Do your spiel. Miles and miles and piles of smiles right here on WTMA Radio, 1250 on the radio dial in Charleston, the big C of the Carolina coast. You're listening to the Wild West Show. Boy, did we put it on in 1960 down at the Dock Street Theater. I was with George Wilson, our program director, Charlie Smith owned the station, Bob Townsend, and Doug Randall. And Doug Randall still lives on. You probably have heard him on television. Dixie will do it because Dixie don't care. Yeah, that was Doug Randall. He died a few years ago, but he lives on television. I'm sure you heard it many times. I was 17 years old when I showed up down at WTMA in 1960, and I was a cadet at the Citadel a couple years later, and even the Citadel let me come in late to shut the station down. Had a engineer named Kramer, I think his name was, and a bunch of good guys. Somebody mentioned earlier about how nobody had an ego. I don't think Bill Sharp's here, though. But that's true. That's really true. And we had such fun. You didn't go to work with your chin on your chest. You went to work wondering what's going to happen next. And old George Wilson got himself locked into the booth one night, and we'd already he played the Star Spangled Banner. We used to shut off at midnight and play the Star Spangled Banner. He'd already played it. He was trying to get out of the booth, and the booth was locked. And yeah, you could go through the window at Dock Street Theater because we didn't even have air conditioning. And you could jump out of the window a story or two. But George got locked in. He played the same song over and over again for an hour and a half until Kramer came from the transmitter site and let him out. Wish George could be here. He's an elderly gent like many of us are, and he lives in New Mexico, I believe. Well, happy birthday to 1250 Radio. We certainly have had a good time, haven't we?
As you heard, we had a great time at our 70th birthday party. And our thanks again to the Charleston Battery for helping us put on a wonderful event. And thanks to all who came. Don't forget, you can find out more about the history of TMA anytime by surfing to WTMAmemories.com. You can see photos from our birthday party, plus see pictures of WTMA personalities from the past, and find out what they're up to these days, as well as download recordings of classic WTMA broadcast, jingles, and more. That's WTMAmemories.com. I'm John Quincy, and on behalf of all of us here at 1250 WTMA, thanks for being a part of our history and our future.